were made to rule. Systems were made to divide and abuse. Systems were made to rule. Saying systems were made to working for the system. You can't earn no living and unemployment. As skyscrapers keep rising, what's the use? You will no more. Oh no no, Rastafari is the law. Don't you know? Systems were made to rule. Saying systems were made to divide and abuse. Systems were made to rule. Systems were made to. Don't waste your time or your energy working for Babylon organized crimes. You'll pay the penalty to divert your attention. But now they're running out of luck. Innocent blood stains on her gloves. Don't you know? Systems were made to rule. Shaking systems were made to divide and abuse. Systems were made to rule. Systems were made to say they war. Every single day they build the nuclear weapons, mass destruction. Oh no no, for what we don't know, it's another world conflict. For what we don't know, it's another world conflict. So I say, systems were made to rule. Saying systems were made to divide and abuse. Systems were made to rule. Saying systems were made to.
Kicking off this week's broadcast of
Forcement.
Current Resistance, brought to you by Radio Resistance Chesterfield, is the sound of Julian Marley, track entitled Systems. Now, tonight we are certainly not getting involved with the charity fest, the patronising crap that is Children in Need. So the next track up is the sound of Johnny Crescendo. Here's what we do want. Choices and rights.
I want choices and rights. Choices and rights. I want choices and rights in my life. I don't want your charity. Are you to be paid to care for me? I want choices and rights in my life. I don't wanna be in your care. Oh, put some place out there. I want choices and rights in my life. Choices and rights, that's what we've gotta fight for. Choices and rights in our lives. I don't want your benefit, but dignity from where we sit. I want choices and rights in our lives. I don't need you to speak for me. I want my own autonomy. I want choices and rights in our lives. Choices and rights, that's where we've got to fight for. Choices and rights in our lives. I don't want the soul. I don't need your tears. I want choices and rights in our lives. I don't need your guilt trip. I don't need your fears. I got choices and rights in our lives. Let's go. Choices and rights. That's where we've got to fight for. Choices and rights. out my hand. Together we're gonna make a stand for choices and rights in our lives. We don't need your special schools. We're gonna get out and teach the fools. We got choices and rights in our lives. Choices and rights, that's where we've gotta fight for. Choices and rights in our lives. We don't want your charity, a holiday by the sea. We want choices and rights in our lives. And the white coats are burned on fire as our strength grows higher for choices and rights in our lives. One flew east, one flew west, one flew over the cuckoo's nest. For choices and rights in our lives. Choices and rights, that's where we've got to fight for. Choices and rights in our lives. Choices and rights, that's where we've got to fight for. Choices and rights in our lives. Imagine that you're free, and you are.
This is Radio Resistance News, brought to you courtesy of Socialist Worker Newspaper. Tory MPs pushed the trade union bill through its third reading on Tuesday of this week. They are determined to axe more public services and undermine any trade union opposition. They know that determined resistance from workers can beat them. The way to beat the bill is for workers to take unofficial action and go beyond what our union bureaucrats will permit. Some 2,000 people marched in Scunthorpe on Tuesday of this week against plans to slash jobs. Bosses at Tartar Steel announced plans to slash almost 1,200 jobs last month. Workers from the Scunthorpe plant were joined by marchers from Yorkshire, Wales, Scotland and Teesside. College lecturers across England went on strike on Tuesday of this week. The UCU union members are fighting a pay freeze following years of real terms pay cuts. Activists argue that the strike must be just the start, and that the fight should be broadened to other unions. Warmongers are using the downing of a Russian jet as justification for a new war in Syria. For sections of the British ruling class, the war drive is part of the project of maintaining Britain as a world player. Also in this week's Socialist Worker, the Investigatory Powers Bill makes it legal for spooks to read your emails. We must stop it. Burma is not moving away from military rule towards democracy, despite the impressive victory of Aung San Suu Kyi's party in recent elections. David Cameron is refusing to help refugees on British territory in Cyprus. A feature on the magnificent victory against the victimisation of Unison Union rep Sandy Nicol at SOAS. A historical feature on revolts that have ended wars. As the Tories and their media mates go on the offensive against them, angry junior doctors take on the Tory lies about the NHS. And a review of the TV series Mr. Robot. You can read Socialist Worker online at www.socialistworker.co.uk. That's www.socialistworker.co.uk. Or you can buy your copy of Socialist Worker in Chesterfield Town Centre each Saturday from 11 a.m. through till 12:30 p.m. outside Primark. are from the Chesterfield SWP branch meetings each Thursday night downstairs in Chesterfield Library from 7:30 p.m. You can get socialist worker delivered. For more details, phone or text 07919 486 101 or email swpchesterfield@tesco.net.
Socialist Worker is your paper.
Buy it, read it, sell it.
Go to the the circus anymore, cause they feel so sorry when the lion the roar. But the freaks and the geeks that bought the house down, all escaping from their cages to roam the streets of the town.
I don't care for the way society is so unfair.
Yeah, this is Simon Smith and the Usurpators. Societies. Time for Pick of the Strikes. A roundup of strikes locally, nationally and internationally. College lecturers across England struck on Tuesday of this week. The UCU union members are fighting a pay freeze following years of real terms pay cuts. UCU General Secretary Sally Hunt told Socialist Worker that the pay freeze was a real insult. Attacks on education are also driving workers to fight. Activists argue that the strike must be just the start and that the fight should be broadened to other unions. Train drivers at Arriva Wales were set to strike for 48 hours on Thursday and Friday of this week to demand a better pay deal. Previous strikes were suspended for talks. Customer relations staff at Northern Rail walked out on strike on Monday of this week over bosses' downgrading of jobs. Open University workers have delivered a historic vote for strikes to stop job cuts and office closures. The vote is the first vote for strikes in the Open University's history. On to international news. The general strike in Greece on Thursday was a bigger success than anyone expected. No boats, no trains and no planes moved. In Athens, the metro stopped all day, as did buses in the morning and evening. On the strike demonstration, there were groups of workers, bank staff for example, who haven't had an organised contingent since 2011. It was the biggest strike demonstration since the huge strikes that brought down the government of technocrats in 2012. For more info on this strike and the austerity that caused the strike, tune in to Underground Resistance this Sunday. Public sector workers across Switzerland struck against cuts on Tuesday of this week. The action was called as a rolling strike, which means workers' assemblies could extend to join a construction workers' strike on Wednesday of this week. The government aims to cut its public sector wage bill by 5% next year, meaning 1,800 job cuts, with longer hours for those who stay. But to end, here's a few victories. Unions have suspended a planned strike this week at St Wilfrid's Catholic High School in Featherston, West Yorkshire, after reaching a settlement. NUT and NASUWT union members at the school struck on Tuesday of last week over leadership and management issues. Management have withdrawn formal disciplinary action against two staff members who had been suspended following a union meeting at the school. Traffic wardens in Hackney, East London, have won a pay rise under sick pay policy after striking in August. The 30 Unite union members are employed by APCOA on behalf of Hackney Council. They had been set to strike again this month, prompting bosses to make a last-ditch offer. Postal workers in Bridgwater, Somerset, have won concessions from management after staging a wildcat strike. The CWU union members walked out without an official ballot on Wednesday in defence of disabled worker Andrew Mutu. Andrew was diagnosed with multiple sclerosis some 18 months ago and has been on sick leave since. Workers had decided on Thursday morning to stay out on strike for a second day. Workers ended the walkout after management promised to negotiate seriously about getting Andrew back to work. For more info on this victory, tune in to Underground Resistance on Sunday.
Oh. opium's all about.
Sound of the Enemy Within, Strike. And now it's time for direct action. A roundup of protests and demonstrations, locally, nationally and internationally, recent and coming. Over 2,000 steelworkers and supporters marched through Scunthorpe, Lincolnshire on Tuesday of this week chanting Save Our Steel. Many blamed the Tories and letting their industry and their jobs go to the wall. Tata Steel plans to cut 900 jobs in Scunthorpe, closing its plate mill and one of its coke ovens. Another 270 jobs are to go at two Tata sites in Lanarkshire. Up to 400 marched in Motherwell last Saturday in the pouring rain to call on the Scottish Government to find a buyer and save jobs. EIS union members from the local college and engineers from Rolls-Royce marched with steelworkers, and Labour and Scottish National Party MPs and MSPs joined them. To make matters worse though, SSI, which closed Redcar Steel, managed to swindle workers out of government funds aimed to help them cope with losing their jobs. Anti-racists were set to protest against the racist English Defence League in Bradford, West Yorkshire, tomorrow, Saturday. The EDL has called a protest in the city, trying to use a local child sexual exploitation case to whip up Islamophobia. Local anti-racist group We Are Bradford and Unite Against Fascism have called a rally in opposition to the EDL, which will call for justice for victims of sexual exploitation and oppose racist attempts to divide people. Joint National Secretary of UAF, Wayman Bennett, urged people to join the protest. "Complacency is dangerous," he said. "To ignore the EDL is to encourage it." Over 500 people marched against library closures by Labour on Lambeth Council in South London last Saturday. Marchers rallied outside Brixton Library in the morning. For more info on this demo, tune in to Underground Resistance on Sunday. Dozens of angry campaigners protested outside the meeting of the Great Yarmouth and Waverley District Clinical Commissioning Group, Health East, on Thursday of last week. Health East confirmed that two community hospitals were to be closed. Over 1,100 people responded to the consultation, but the views of the local population were ignored. Thousands of people took to the streets of central London on Thursday of last week to protest against attacks on civil liberties, austerity and inequality. The Million Mask March defied the Metropolitan Police's punitive restrictions. The annual protest was organised by hacker collective Anonymous and took place in cities around the world. The march was also against inequality, police surveillance, the refugee crisis and a lack of real democracy. And for many people, it was their first demo. Up to 300 students held an angry and lively protest outside the Cass Art School in Aldgate, East London, on Thursday of last week. CAS is part of London Metropolitan University. London Met bosses last month announced that it was to be moved to the Holloway Road site in North London, which would result in a reduction of student places, job losses, and at least 19 course cuts from the CAS faculty alone. Students held placards attacking the Vice-Chancellor and calling the student union president a traitor for not backing them. The Unison Union held a second demonstration against severe attacks on school support staff by the Labour-led Derby City Council on Wednesday of last week. Some teaching assistants face up to 25% wage cuts, and the mood was angry and noisy. Fast food rights campaigners held protests outside fast food restaurants across Britain on Tuesday of this week. Members of the Fast Food Rights Campaign and GMB Union called the protest to coincide with a strike by fast food workers in the US. The campaigners are demanding £10 an hour for fast food workers and the right to a union. The GMB also held a protest outside Turtle Bay in Walthamstow, North London, on Friday of last week. Turtle Bay bosses have been charging workers 3% of their tips at the end of each shift. Now on to international news. In Greece, to coincide with Thursday's general strike, students marched in central Athens and a mass university occupation in Crete entered its fourth week. Thousands of disabled people protested against the effects of a crisis that has hit them hardest. A huge march demanded an end to violence against women in Madrid, Spain, last Saturday. Organisers said 500,000 people took part. Marchers included leading figures from all the main political parties, as well as trade unions and campaigning organisations. Some 41 women have been killed in the Spanish state by partners or ex-partners so far this year. Protesters chanted, "Not one more." And now on to coming protests. March for Steel Jobs in Lanarkshire, Sunday the 15th of November. That's the coming Sunday. Takes place from 1 p.m. at Brandon Parade in Motherwell. The NUT Teachers Union has called a lobby of Parliament on Wednesday 18th of November in protest at education funding cuts. Teachers will meet at the Emmanuel Centre in Westminster. There's a rally for steel in Yorkshire on Saturday 21st of November from 2 to 5 p.m. in Sheffield City Hall, Barker's Pool in Sheffield. Protests around the United Nations climate change treaty negotiations in Paris in December have been called in Britain. On Saturday 28th of November, there will be a local action including a march and rally in Chesterfield, assembling at 11:30 a.m. in Rignall Square to march to the rally outside the town hall at midday. On Sunday 29th, there will be a national demo in London. There will then be a demo against climate change in Paris itself on Saturday 12th of December. Contingents will be there from across Europe, including the UK. And last but not least, students are getting ready for a National Day of Action called by the NUS and other organisations against the Islamophobic Prevent strategy on Monday 7th of December. Prevent forces universities to spy on Muslims and report them for so-called extremism.
Radio Resistance Chesterfield.
You know what? heart, I just don't understand it. It's constant. I can walk out of my doorstep, the minute I step out, it's there. If I go to a corner shop, it's there. If I'm driving my car, it's there. It's like, if I'm...
Man, I'm losing the self.
If I'm hot, you're hot. If you're legal, you're still hot. What's going on, man?
Yeah, I'll tell you about it, man. I'll tell you about it.
Check it. They pay me to talk about it. Guinea pig police couldn't complete the training days without me bark about it. You overpay, you haven't thought about it. But I hope we put this record in your mind, it's kind of caught about it. Lyrics I wrote about it. Institutional fight. They be polite, put with man's head in shy. It can't be right. How do you feel? It all sounds mess, but I'm telling you, this shit is for real. Hear the deal. Watch what you watch. Be careful what you listen to. You might be surprised what can brainwash you. And B-Play can teach you a thing or two. How they making you become what they want you to. Back in school they always told me I was part of a gang. Anytime they see me with the same skin colored man. Never wanted and them to come together as one. Never knew that I could read them like the back of my hand. Try and keep them off the learning was the aim of their plan. 10 years they wanna see me with a gun in my hand. While for them youths living at 80 grand. 3-bedroom garage, big garden. They want me in the court saying beg your pardon. Lord have mercy, feels like they've worked hard to curse me.
How do you feel?
Watch what you watch.
How do you feel?
Be careful what you listen to.
How do you feel?
My name's gotta find a plan.
How
I can
do you feel?
Be what I wanna be.
Yo, Birmingham, New Year's Eve, two girls got shot. Down the spot, the first thing they did was blame hip-hop.
Why?
Cause it's black music and it helps their plans for the plight. To make gun crime look like it's only a black crime. I keep seeing policies on equal odds and everything racism stop. But that's bullshit, it's just found new hiding spots. The National Front, getting clever and cute. Switched up the docker boots, a bomber jacket for a briefcase. A bit striped is hip-hop, yo. And I'm all for freedom of speech. But what I'm trying to work out is why the BNP with so much seats. Is it cause the situation on asylum? Or is that the excuse for all the Nazis marching out on the streets? Yeah. We're gonna stop falling to the hands of the far right. Put them all in one small pot, throwing crumbs and let them fight. Get rich or die trying, get rich, some switch. Fall in the ditch, too deep and die lying.
How do you feel?
I feel like the system's all messed.
How do you feel?
That I'm the wrong race, part of the wrong class.
How do you feel?
That I'm getting me answers every day.
How do you feel?
Imagine running late for a stage show. Just put a drawer at your bridging's yard. Got a press foot, there's no car. Two tools, you're getting chased by the law. Sirens on, lights beaming, diesel engine. Second gear, the red line in it. Plug my skull, dash my knife, so they have trouble finding it. In the bushes, here come the coppers with the handcuffs and the pushes. Operation Impact, just another word for feds to rushes. Should you see me rushing out of this flat door? Same colour as my skin, dark clothing. Is a dibble, the excuse to start questioning. What was I doing? Who was I seeing? Where are you going? Where do you live? What's your name? Give me your address, kid. What's this? Am I placed under arrest?
You could be placed under arrest.
After a quick search and a CI check. Now look in my face, now ask me again.
Do you feel?
Sick of getting chased by these feds.
How do you feel?
Watching man 24/7.
How do you feel?
Log on and step on Babylon.
How do you feel?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Imagine looking through the eyes of a black man's life, knowing that he's trapped in a white man's lies. Imagine the pain of 400 years of strain, all wrapped and contained in one man's brain. That's why I got the gun name. I come to bun heathens out with a tongue flame. Cause nothing's changed. 11 years passed since Stephen's dead. And all we got fucking left is more racist fed. I think fear got them more shook. Like old ladies see me popping down the street in handbags. They start clutch like raving in a club when an Asian bruh says, "Hey yo, bruv, do you know where I can buy some drugs?" Thinking I'm a black man that I must shop whites, or I must love fried chicken or rob you at stoplights. Not quite. So when the five stop me in the ride, I just humble myself and just smile all polite. Cause I know that it bun them inside like cyanide. Fucking ask me up, man.
How do you feel?
You imagine being me for a fucking day.
Yeah, the sound of the Hods Underground. How do you feel?
Oh, shit's going right now, I swear that.
This is the Radio Resistance Red Guide. A guide to meetings and protests and any other activity of interest to left-wingers in the Chesterfield area. The Chesterfield Socialist Worker Forum That's the Chesterfield SWP branch meeting on Thursday the 19th of November is on How Can Palestine Be Free? The plight of the Palestinian people living under illegal Israeli occupation has once again been highlighted by an upsurge in violent repression by the Israeli state. What are the causes of the oppression of the Palestinian people and how can they win their freedom? Come along to the meeting and join the discussion at 7:30 p.m. downstairs in Chesterfield Library. Enter by the cafe browser entrance on Beatwell Street, down the steps from the main entrance. Then on Thursday the 26th of November, the Socialist Worker Forum here in Chesterfield is on How Women Won the Vote. The upsurge of radicalism that won women the vote, shown in the recently released film Suffragette, is well worth celebrating. However, it was more than a movement led by the middle classes as portrayed in the film. The women's suffrage movement mobilised a mass of working class women and was intertwined in with a huge strike wave which energised the whole working class and shook the British ruling class to the core. Again at 7:30 p.m. again downstairs in Chesterfield Library. And then on Saturday the 28th of November, here in Chesterfield, the Chesterfield Climate Alliance are holding a march and rally. Assemble at 1:30 a.m. in Ricknell Square to march to the rally outside the town hall at 12 midday. And the following day, Sunday, November the 29th, there's a demo in London called by the Campaign Against Climate Change. More details on this, non-transport from Chesterfield, nearer the time.
What the working class needs is a party which will not sell out to a right-wing agenda to gain middle-class votes.
What the working class needs is a party which will not kowtow to the bosses and the ruling class.
What the working class needs is a party which is run by and for the working class.
The Socialist Workers' Party is that party!
You make the calls.
sound of Rise Against, the eco-terrorist in me. This is Political Climate, your weather forecast for the coming week. Well, after our brush with the European windstorm Abigail, things sadly ain't gonna get much better. Tomorrow sees heavy rain, both in Chesterfield and in London, so it's just as well the Unite the Resistance conference is indoors. And there's gonna be strong winds, picking up to gale force into the night. Temperatures aren't going to be anything to shout about neither. Starting chilly, slowly warming up to 14 degrees, but it'll feel much cooler in the strong winds. Sunday will see winds drop a bit in the daytime, although still very windy, before gale force winds return at night, with rain continuing, sometimes heavy. Monday's going to be a bit less windy, but with rain still an issue, and temperatures dropping into single figures. Although temperatures are going to improve again from Tuesday onwards, still going to feel cold in the remaining winds, which are going to remain strong. And on Tuesday there's still going to be rain before Wednesday's going to be mainly dry before the return of showers for Thursday and Friday. All in all, it's going to remain kind of chilly and autumnal for the coming week. Oh well, I guess it is autumn. But remember, whatever the weather, revolutions have happened in the biting cold of Russia, right through to the burning heat of Egypt. So revolution can happen here. So we must be prepared for an upturn in class consciousness, just as we're prepared for whatever the weather throws at us.
Radio Resistance सुन रहे हैं.
Welcome in this country anymore. No, you're not welcome in this country anymore. years ago. And although they caused a mess, they were stooges in the press who were desperate to keep the status quo. So the city boys get richer by the hour, while all we get is sackings and cutbacks. And they're brutalising Greece with their IMF police. Yes, it's time to grab those gold men by their sacks. Ow! Go, go, just fuck off now and go. You can all leave your passports at the door. And the same as for your houses, your money and your cars. You're not welcome in this country anymore. No, you're not welcome in this country anymore.
Yeah, that was the sound of Attila the Stockbroker, Bye Bye Bankers. Well, coming towards the end of Current Resistance for this week. If you'd like to contact Radio Resistance Chesterfield, whether it be Current Resistance, whether it be Underground Resistance, whether you want to contact us with details of a coming strike or a meeting or protest or a report from a strike, protest, meeting or whatever you've been to and with some audio or whether you'd just like to request a song by Simply Red or what have you, either which way you know the drill by now. You can email us at radioresistancechesterfield@yahoo.co.uk. That's radioresistancechesterfield@yahoo.co.uk. You can contact us on Facebook or tweet us. To get to the Facebook or Twitter profiles, visit our webspace at resistancechesterfield.radio.fm. That's resistancechesterfield.radio.fm. Or if you like to keep it old school, you can leave a message up to a minute's length, or you can text us on 07928 711 667. That's 07928 711 667. Now that's about all we've got time for now. Catch you again on Sunday with Underground Resistance. That's if I don't see you tomorrow down in London at the Unite the Resistance conference. But for now, time for me to sign off with the sound of Ferocious Dog. This is the latest track, Ruby Bridges.
Happy birthday, Ruby Bridges. You're the new face in my school. Put me up to you and I'll sit right next to you. There's no one in our lessons. Where did they all go? They'll learn a lesson one day, don't you know? Your bravery and your courage. A girl of 6 years old. Well, I'm proud to say just your aim must be can make this future bright. All the world is waiting for you, brave young girl. We marched in demonstrations from Selma to Montgomery. Black and white in racial harmony.